Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 2nd of September, and right now it's partly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Temperatures between low of 27 to high of 32, with a heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Winds from south at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and chance of rain throughout the days on 50%. Later on we can expect overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Breezy again with southerly winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, and chance of rain remains on 50%. Morning humidity was on 72 and will drop on 56% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 11%. And as we are leaving the month of courage with all its turmoils, clearing boldness, and we are entering the month of goodness, Mother wrote about the goodness that we must face integral life with all that it still entails in terms of ugliness, falsehood, and cruelty. But while taking care of to discover in ourselves the source of all goodness, all beauty, all light, and all truth in order to consciously put that source in contact with the world so it may transform it. And the following is an interview with Krupa on Art Break Day, which will be happening in Visitor Center next to Dreamers Cafe in International Zone on Friday, 6th of September. Krupa, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
You are here with me to talk about Art Free Day.
Yeah, Art Break Day. Yes.
Yeah. It's a free day of art and it's called Art Break Day.
Yes.
Where is that originated? What it is for? What the connection with Orville?
Sure. So there are two women in the US. They started an organization. It's called Art is Moving. And the basic idea is that people should have access to art supplies. They should be able to create art for free and not worry about where they come from. So they created this organization and are now providing art supplies to people around the world. It's an international event. So on Friday, September 6th, so there are 19 locations and people in all of these locations are provided art supplies from the US. So that's where this organization is based, Art is Moving. And yeah, that's the idea, that everyone can come and sit down, take a break, an art break, and just make art for free.
So each of us can come, take an hour or two, a whole day, and just paint something?
Yes. So there's paints and there's pastels, there's drawing supplies, there's quite a variety, and they're really beautiful because they're all from the US, so we don't really get this quality of art supplies around here. So
and paper?
Yes.
Or other materials?
There's paper. It's really nice recycled paper as well, so they're small size, but everyone can just sit down that way, and we'll see. So it'll be nice if people kind of, you know, take care, and if there isn't enough space, then we can take turns and keep creating throughout the day.
So that will be on Friday, 6th of September in Visitor Center.
Correct, yeah, right next to Dreamers Cafe.
On those small tables?
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how is that connected to you? Because I think you're coming from States, so... Yeah. Can you tell me more about it?
Sure. Well, I found this grant opportunity online, and basically they're calling an artist in residence, but in a way to be able to provide the arts to others. And I believe that's kind of my work here in Oroville. So I found this opportunity through some connection online, and, you know, they're really generous enough to ship all the supplies here. So I'm very happy to bring it to Oroville.
But you were not working with them before you came to Oroville?
No.
Never mm-hmm. yet.
No. I just found out about this. They do it every year. This is the third year of the event. So hopefully it can continue. Maybe next year we'll do it again. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. Okay. And what about the work which will be created? What they usually do with the work?
So there are options. Probably the things that people paint can mm-hmm. be hung to dry just for a little bit. And then everyone is free to take their own work. And if not, they can leave it as well. So we'll figure out. Maybe we can have a little exhibition if things are left. But we'll mm-hmm. see what happens.
So we are completely free to do anything we want? Or is there any theme given?
There's no theme. Yeah, it's the same around the world. It's just free and open space for people to create. The only thing is I hope that people don't feel free to take the supplies.
Because they're too beautiful. You tried them out already?
Sorry?
You tried them out already?
No, I thought I'll save it for the event.
So you said it's pastels, it's probably tempers, watercolors. Mm-hmm. Pencils, markers?
Not watercolors, but yeah, tempera, oil pastels, pencils. So, yeah, quite a bit. And, you know, they even provided rags and tablecloths, everything. So,
yeah. We just have to come and do it, yeah.
Exactly. And I'm also still looking for a few volunteers. So if anyone is available, mm-hmm. then they come in shifts, 3 hours each. But people can just contact me mm-hmm. either at my phone number, 948-628-7495, or krupa@oroville.org.in.
And that will be happening, what, from morning to evening, or what is the timings?
Yeah, it's the full day, so it's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
What about school children?
School children are welcome. We had hoped that maybe they would notify in advance, because we'll have to see how to manage the space, you know, if it's a lot of kids. But we already know a few groups are coming, so...
So you know that already. Yeah, because actually from 9 to 5, they are so busy with school and sports activities. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it falls on a Friday. The hope mm-hmm. had been that it would be on the weekend, so maybe more people could come. But this is how it happened. And because the event is happening on that date, we had to keep it that way. So
every year is the same date?
I believe it's the first Friday in September.
Uh-huh, but yeah. Is there any specific reason or special reason for that?
Not that I know of, no. I think that in the US it's just the beginning of school. It's the end of summer, so that's probably why.
So that before you really fully enter into the school year.
Yes. You get a little last celebration, and you know the weather is good, so you can be outside.
But honestly, what do you expect on Friday? How do you see it?
My hope is to just see all the color, the materials used, and that people really enjoy the process of creating art and feel maybe a little relief, because sometimes it's hard to go out and buy the supplies and make the time to sit. So I love the whole idea of the event, that it's really that you take a break from everything else and you get to just sit and make art. So even if a few people do that, I'll be happy.
For those who don't really know you yet, because you're kind of new around, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I was born in the U.S., but to parents who are from Gujarat, and now I'm living here in Oroville. I'm an Orovillian. I've been here about 3 years, and I'm a trained art therapist, but also a graphic designer, so I'm just very involved in the arts in Oroville and finding my place. And I'm really committed to building a bridge between the villages and Oroville through the arts.
Last year, as far as I remember, you also... published a book, yeah, with about the body awareness with the village children.
Yeah, that's correct. So it was an affirmation doll project, and it was based out of Tamarai, the healing center in Edianchabadi. And yeah, the children created affirmation dolls. They put messages inside, and then they wrote stories. So the stories are in English and in Tamil in this book. So again, to build bridges between everyone. And that book is available at Freeland and at the Visitor Center Bookshop, and all the whatever comes in from that goes to Tamarai. So. Mm.
Your career is coming up.
I don't know about a career, but I'm enjoying because it's to do.
I think that really art is one of the channels we can express ourselves, maybe also the things, the thoughts or the problems or the worries. We cannot express them in the world, but sometimes it's like a cleaning mm-hmm. to do it that way.
Yeah.
And you're also connected with the Women's Circle for the security, for the those issues awareness. Mm-hmm.
I try to kind of, I try to kind of bring in the arts wherever it can work. So that was really nice at the safety meeting. We were able to have that as an alternative to talking, because that's how arts can be really powerful. And art as therapy is that, is expression through another voice.
But you otherwise you work with somebody as in this sense that you, maybe with the children, that you really use art as a therapy tool?
Yes.
I mean, here around.
Yes, yes. And mostly I'm working at Life Education Center. So these are girls that come from difficult backgrounds. And so it helps them, instead of verbally having to explain, especially in the Tamil background, you know, speaking about emotions or a traumatic event is really difficult, actually in any culture. So, yeah. So it really gives that alternative space. And through metaphor, you don't even have to directly speak about whatever the issue is, but... you know, a story about, you know, making a character, and then through that story, processing emotions and trauma. It's can be really powerful. So for me, it's about finding the right fit, the right medium for the person. And so I do individual sessions, but also groups. And so there's a variety of work. There's also in Verite, I'm giving sessions. So I try to have it available for whoever really needs it.
How come you choose this kind of work?
I guess because the arts for me were always, it's been my path of resilience also. So it's been what kind of saved me. So, yeah.
You went through some bad experience yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I think that everyone has. So, yeah. Right? I mean, we're all human and things happen. So, yeah. From my childhood, I've had art as a companion, and art and journaling both. So, that was my safe space that I could express my story or, you know, through metaphor, explore what I needed to. And so now to be able to share it with others is really, I feel it's my life's work. So,
true. You find your mission.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, Krupa, thank you. So we see you on Friday from 9 to 5 at Visitor Center at Dreamers Cafe.
Yes. Thank you, Miriam.
On Saturday, 7th of September, at Rio Urbino Auditorium at Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, community is invited to see Punk Cholam Drum Dance and Manipuri Classical Dance. The artist group is from Progressive Artists Laboratory in Imphal, Manipur. The performance proper is an action between the singer dancer and the drum dancers. The singers perform while standing, play rhythmic cymbals, and intact the meaning of the songs in expressive gesture. The lead singer often narrating parts of the story in speech. The drum playing is accompanied by dancing with vigorous jumps and acrobatic turns. This year, Shri Ganesh Chaturthi occurs on 9th of September. Besides being just about everywhere, Shri Ganesh also has his own abode in Auroville. In fact, it can be said that Shri Ganesh joined Auroville even before Auroville was officially born, when his land and little shrine were acquired by the mother in 1966. It's located at a turn from the National Highway. So on Monday, 9th of September, between 4 to 6 p.m., we shall gather there, and everyone is welcome. Auroville Green Practices Conference 2013 on Eco-Productive Cities will be going on between 5th to 7th September at the Auroville Multimedia Center in Town Hall. It is an initiative by Auroville Consulting and EcoPro, and this event aims to bring together various stakeholders to envision future habitats that are ecologically, socially, and economically nurturing. For the occasion of Auroville Film Festival, which will start on 17th of September, the Bamboo Center is offering a bamboo construction workshop from 5th to 8th of September to build a temporary structure for the Auroville Film Festival. A contribution will be expected. And to participate, we can contact Auroville Bamboo Center at 262-3806. At Savriti Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen Alexander David Neal, film about the remarkable woman which was born in 1868, who was a close friend of the mother in Paris and visited Sri Aurobindo in 1912. And tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Fabien Verdier, documentary of Marc Kidel, with the participation of France Télévision and CNC, and film is in French without subtitles. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Listen, Amaya. It was made in India 2013 by director Avinash Singh. And tomorrow there will screen German drama Friendship, which was made in Germany in 2010 by director Markus Goller. On Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Chimpanzee, made in Tanzania, Ivory Coast, in USA 2012 by director Alastair Footgill. And also between September 3rd to 6th at Pondicherry University from 3:30 to 8 p.m. there will be a festival on Films on Kashmir at some auditorium at School of Management, PU, and screening and discussions facilitated by nationally awarded film director Ajay Raina are open to all. And the mother wrote, "Open your heart and the light will enter and dwell within it." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.